just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me?
Well, good afternoon. Good afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, it is my favorite day of the week, Friday, June the 1st, and another edition of The Flip Side coming your way. Robbie Noel with you for the next hour. Well, all I can say is what a way to start the month. This morning, the much-anticipated labor statistics came out, and thanks to a lot of folks believing in the ADP report that came out earlier this week, many analysts were thinking we would see 158,000 new jobs created. So when the number came in at 69,000, it shocked many. It would shock even more people if they actually reported the real unemployment rate in the United States. If they included discouraged workers in their calculations rather than the 8.2% unemployment figure that the media has been touting all day, it would be closer to 14.8% unemployment in the U.S. Well, at least it's better than Spain, which is sitting with 25% unemployment. And after spending the last week or more trying to convince everybody that gold had lost its safe haven status, all of a sudden that equation changed dramatically as gold soared $70, closing up $66 at $1,627.30. Silver up a dollar or more, closed up 97 cents at 28.78.
The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. use for emergencies, or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
The sweet, sweet memories you gave of me. You can't beat the memories you gave of me.
Take sweet, sweet one fresh and tender kiss.
The memories you gave of me.
Add one stolen night of bliss.
You can't beat.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Friday, June the 1st. Just to finish up on the numbers from Wall Street today, Dow closing down 274 points at 12,118, NASDAQ off 79 at 2,747. And looky here, the former safe haven, otherwise known as the U.S. dollar, weaker by 19 at 82.89. Even falling crude prices couldn't generate a rally on Wall Street. Crude oil closing down 330 at 83.26. Miners had a good day. XAU mining index higher by 891 basis points to close at 162.71. And I'll end with an interesting comment by Art Cashin, floor operations director for UBS. He says, next week could be critical. It is interesting that near the close today, there's no sign of a rally. Usually going into the weekend, there's some sort of short covering. That's almost a Wall Street position. And so with no short covering coming in, it underscores the great concern the players have about potential surprises for the weekend and potential surprises for Monday morning. And with that, my great pleasure to welcome back to the flip side, Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. Hey, Chuck.
Hi, Robbie. That's a very interesting report today.
Yeah, it's interesting day.
I was watching, and maybe there aren't very many shorts in the stock market. Maybe everybody bought, Facebook, and got along Facebook, and maybe that's why there wasn't any short covering. Maybe there aren't any shorts to cover.
Well, interesting you should mention Facebook, because once again, silver closed higher than Facebook.
Well, it should be. But that is a dramatic day where you had the dollar up early in the day, and then at the end of the day, as you pointed out, the dollar turned around, went down. But what we talked about last week, briefly, and I don't want to dwell on this financial stuff because that's your field, but I noticed that U.S. government bonds made a dramatic rush today. The 30-year bonds were up 1.5%, which is an unheard-of rise in only one day for a bond, for a whole bond fund. That's 30-year Treasury bonds. So it looks like everybody in the world is just buying Treasury bonds without even looking at what the return is or what the cost of the bond is. Is that the true safe haven that everybody thinks is the place to go to when all else fails?
Well, I guess the big game changer today, and obviously reason for the change in sentiment as to what is a safe haven, was, you know, Ben Bernanke was in a pretty strong position with oil prices coming down. And if they did get the anticipated jobs number they were hoping for, around 160,000, that wouldn't have put him in a corner as far as making a commitment to additional quantitative easing. It would have given the Fed some breathing room. But with the bad jobs number, the bad ISM manufacturing numbers coming out, and obviously the growing problems in Europe, Egan Jones today downgraded a whole bunch of Italian banks. So the general consensus is that with the bad manufacturing number, the bad jobs number, Bernanke is going to have to come out with another rabbit out of his hat and probably announce next week another round of stimulus measures.
Well, that was really my question in a way. I guess I didn't know how to ask the question, but since it's obvious that the Federal Reserve is going to have to print a lot more Treasury bills or buy a lot more Treasury bonds and bills in order to pump more money into the system in order to try to get unemployment up, is that the reason that Treasury bonds and bills are going up, is because the Federal Reserve is competing with everybody else to buy them, and the Treasury is going to be issuing them? Is that how it works?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
So he's he's stuck, Chuck. He's stuck in the proverbial catch-22 situation.
Well, he can always go back to being a professor and lecture.
Yes.
He'll be welcome back on the Ivy Halls.
Well, he knows, and I think we've discussed this before, he knows that if Mitt Romney wins the election, the probability of him remaining at the Federal Reserve are slim to none.
Oh, well, it's probably a relief for him to get out.
So he's got to do something to try and grease the skids for Obama.
Well, that'll be a trick.
It will be a trick.
But that's a very interesting report, because the price of gold and silver certainly did show that somebody thinks that that is a good safe haven to go in a time like this when unemployment is bad and printing is everywhere.
Well, it's also the situation in Europe. I mean, you've got Greek and Spanish citizens rushing to their ATMs to get their euros out now, because they don't want to leave the pesos out of reach overnight, or even for that matter, over the weekend. And I think something that spooked the markets this morning as well, and I'm not sure we've got a good explanation from Bloomberg why this happened, but Bloomberg this morning on their currency board showed a quote for Greek drachmas.
Oh, so, Freudian slip, eh?
Yeah, so what do they know that we don't know?
My goodness. Tomorrow's news.
Yes.
Well, that, for your listeners, if they don't know, that the talk is that Greece will pull out of the euro under the theory that that the first one out is the lucky one, kind of like the first rat off the sinking ship.
Yes, absolutely.
Gets a free run down the rail. And then everybody else has to come later and fight for a way off. And so the fear is that Greece is going to be so practical as to do that. But it seems like the big people in every country want to stay in the euro, and they want to rescue it and print more money because they get there first. When the money gets printed, they're the ones who somehow is in the top of the funnel for the printed money. So they don't want to face the shrinking euro and of course the drachma, which would become real cheap overnight, wouldn't it?
Oh well, you know, if you look at at history, and this is what's got obviously the people in Europe a little nervous. Whenever there's been a change in currency, it's always ended up by the people taking a 50-70% haircut.
Yeah, but isn't this how it works? If Greece stays in the euro, they have to wait for the euro to vote to print more money to give them to pay their public employees. But if Greece jumps out of the euro, they can print all the drachma they want because they own the printing press and they don't have to wait. And so they then can keep paying their public employees with their own printed drachma. Is that not how it works?
Yeah, pretty much. But, you know, as far as Greece goes, everything hinges on the elections coming up on June the 17th. And right now, the pro-Euro party, if you will, has a slight advantage over the anti-Euro party.
They would be the big rich guys, maybe?
Pretty much.
Yeah, okay. Figures. These things seem to come around and around.
Yes. We are living in interesting times, Chuck. We'll take a quick time out and be right back with Chuck Colson after these messages.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hi. My name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com. Then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Friday. Robbie Noel, together with Chuck Colson from Straight Gate Ministries. Chuck, let me squeeze in a quick call here before we continue. Joseph in Illinois. Hey, Joseph.
Hi, Robbie. Hi, Chuck.
Hello, Joseph.
Hey, I got a theory on why I think the bonds are so popular now, because there's so many people out there like me that have their money tied up in their company pensions and annuities. You know, even though I'm laid off, I still have an annuity and pension. And the only options you get to invest in are Federal Reserve notes, invested in business, you know, S&P 500, equity fund. They're all losing money. The only other safest option for us is buying these bonds. And I think that's why bonds are popular, because all the guys like me, they're stuck in these pensions and annuities. If it was up to us, I'd get my annuity money out and buy silver, gold, copper. I'd buy.
Sure. I mean, the theory behind, the current feeling out there is people are more concerned getting return of capital than return on capital.
Right. I'm just my primary concern is saving the capital I have from dwindling any further.
Absolutely.
And then that option, if you're in the annuity fund and your investment options are all you have, that's the safest. You know, if it was up to me, I would take it out of the annuity. I'd buy the renminbi or some Chinese currency, some stable country that doesn't depend on central banks, you know.
Yep,
have you heard Benjamin Fulford's recommendations of renminbi, Chinese currency?
I haven't heard his particular recommendation on that, but, it's pretty much conventional wisdom out there right now that China is positioning itself to have its currency become the de facto reserve currency, as they now have obviously entered into bilateral trade agreements with Japan and circumventing the dollar.
Yes. If I had millions of dollars, I would go to the foreign currency exchange and exchange it all today for
something,
Renminbi or something other than the dollar, because it's going down, unfortunately. And that's my life savings going down the tube.
And people have, not to be discouraging to you or anybody who has pensions and stuck with bond pension funds, but the price of corporate bonds have been up for such a long time, a very long time, that people have forgotten that at one time these same government bonds returned 10% and would have sold at half of the price they're selling at now. And that wasn't eras ago. That was in our time of our memory. So obviously these things haven't gone down for a long time, because this condition has been of printing and buying bonds has gone up for many years. But the history is certainly there, and we could look back at that history and say, oh my gosh, what if corporate bonds went back down to where what they were selling for when gold was selling for $800 an ounce 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. And at that time, I don't remember what the number was, but I think it might have been pretty close to 10%.
All right, thanks, Chuck.
So not to be cheery, but you're right. Yeah.
Thanks, Joseph.
All right, good show, guys. Bye.
Thanks, man. So, Chuck, what's been on your radar screen outside of keeping a wary eye on the financial markets?
I just can't resist, Robbie, but, of course, the big thing with us is that we see, and I see this dilemma now of the Federal Reserve and these guys trying to get out of an impossible situation where the numbers are turning against them, the stock market's already high, the bond market's already high, everything is high except maybe gold and silver may not be high. They're high too, but they're just, they may not be as high as they're going to be. That's because there's so much money around. And the dilemma that you pointed out, how do they get away? How do they make this? How do they get through this mess? What card do they play next? Bernanke has done the twist. What's he going to do now? The Frug? What is his next dance? And we have said all along that we're in a war-based economy, and the Trump card that our leaders always keep in their pocket is, at times like this, is to try to come up with a bigger and better war, someplace where you can spend literally unlimited amounts of money, and where you can bury the whole problem of the desperate society in some kind of expansion of a war effort. And so that's the thing that worries me the most.
Because you can handle the truth.
We'll be back after this.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Many a tear has to fall, but it's all in the game. All in the wonderful game that we know as love.
Welcome back to the Flip Side for this Friday. Robbie Noel together with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. Chuck, I guess I could make the argument that the war with Iran was covertly begun a few weeks ago with reports now coming out that Israel and the United States were responsible for unleashing that computer virus that almost crippled Iran's oil industry.
Yes, and that's pretty well been pinned on them. It's no surprise to anyone. The way this game is played is that we, of course, are in the war business in the Middle East. And the object is to get the war with Iran going some way, either by causing them to do something that would seem to justify us attacking them, or by getting Israel to attack them. And we have this, what Israel's role is in all of this, is there has to be a good guy to protect in the Middle East. We are in the business of protecting Israel's interests. They are the good fellows in the entire Middle East, and there's no other good people there. Everybody yeah. else is in either an Arab or a Muslim. And there's a few scattered Christians, but why don't they just get out? We basically are now allied with Israel in trying to create this next war, and obviously Iran is the biggest target. Are the American people going to stand still for this, or are they not? We could dig our way out of all these economic problems our leaders have thrust us into by simply getting control of doing what Ron Paul has said all along, getting control of the printing presses, take our medicine, cut out all the programs that are wasteful, and everybody tighten their belt, and we would all live through it. And doubtless, I doubt if anyone in America would really starve. None of us starved during the Great Depression, so I don't think anybody would starve in the next era. But that's not the way our leaders think about it. Our leaders think about, we'll get out of this mess by engaging ourselves in another battle, and this will be a bigger and better one, and maybe we can bring even China into it some way. And the bigger it is, the longer it will last, and the longer it lasts, the longer they can convince us that they are taking care of us, protecting us, and protecting our friend, which is our only friend in the Middle East, of course, is Israel, I guess. Can you think of another one?
No.
So that's how it works.
And it's
and,
also
interesting. That's the role in all this.
It's also interesting to note that all of the so-called candidates for vice president have, in the last two weeks, have all made week-long trips to Israel. And I guess we cannot discount the fact that Benjamin Netanyahu wants to play a role in shaping the U.S. election.
No doubt. And these candidates go back there to learn their lesson in how to speak Zionese.
Yes.
Zionese is the official language of the Zionist movement. And they have to learn how to actually deal with that on a day-to-day basis, because they get asked questions. And they need to know how to respond to that. So they go back there for their Zionese lessons, and then they come back and they continue to run. And when it comes time for the elections, all of the vice presidential candidates will speak that language. I guess we've discussed that before on the show. It's
yes.
Very simple. It's just made up of about five little untruths about the state of Israel and about their neighbors. And everybody in Israel speaks it. Except the few people who are against Zionism in Israel, and there are some. But the rest of everyone from grade school on up is taught to automatically tell you that they are only acting in self-defense against their neighbors. They never take the aggression. They're always the victim. And that they were there first, and the Arabs trotted in from someplace else later after Israel was there. And that God gave the land to them, so it belongs to them, and nobody else has any claim or right to it. And more lately now, we have in America, we have the Christian Zionists like John Hagee and thousands like him actually telling us that Jews or the Israelis have a separate path to heaven. They don't have to go through the same Christian ideas and precepts that we've been evangelizing for the 200 years that our country has been the leading Christian country in the world. They have their own path, and they don't have to abide by any of the precepts of Jesus or even believe that Jesus ever lived to be welcomed into John Hagee's heaven. And of course, now most recently, we have this phenomena that we see coming up that is part of the Zionese language. And that is, they talk about Christianity as being replacement theology. You hear that all the time.
Yes.
And replacement theology is what traditional Christianity is. But Israel has created a dirty name for it, and the people that speak, that practice fundamental, basic Christianity are then termed replacement theologians. Because, according to the Israelis who teach Zionese, we are trying to say that Jesus had something to do with the future of Jews and Israelis, that they have to actually come to God through Him, and they say that's replacement theology. In the language of Zionese, they're already in heaven. They've arrived, and they've got that way by being blood heirs to Abraham. And the rest of us, of course, can get that way, get there any way we want, but they refer to us as replacement theology if we think that they need to actually believe in Jesus Christ to be a Christian and to get into the Christian concept of heaven. So this is the mess we're in. It's part theological.
Yep.
it's part of plan, and it's part of the habit that we've gotten into where we actually believe these Zionese statements. We don't know. We accept them without even challenging them. The idea that Israel is not the aggressor, they're the victims of attack by their neighbors, is preposterous. Israel has been at war with its neighbors 100% of the time since it became a state.
But I don't know if you've been paying any attention to it, because the media sure hasn't been covering it, but I've been following it on Haaretz and a number of other websites, and that is obviously the ongoing problems that the settlers seem to be having with African Americans in Israel.
Yeah. Israel
and they are being treated, I don't want to say as badly as the Palestinians, because that wouldn't be a true statement. They are actually being treated worse than the Palestinians, if that's possible.
Yeah. Well, they're sort of being allowed to live in Israel, and of course, this started with the Ethiopian Jews. There was a relatively large population of Ethiopian Jews who migrated to Israel because they were brought there to be settlers. And, of course, they're black, as Ethiopians are. They found out that they were treated very badly. By the way, Arab Jewish people who come from the Arab states but are Jewish are, of course, second-rate citizens in Israel and are treated badly. It's a racial division that takes place. And now the latest thing, Robbie, is the Sudanese, black Sudanese immigrants who have walked many, many miles, maybe 1,000 miles across Gaza to get into Israel because Israel was the primary agent providing arms for the civil war in southern Sudan. So it was logical to the Sudanese to think that since the civil war was fostered by Israel, that Israel would accept the refugees. And there are now 50,000 of them, and Israel has got a refugee prison camp that they have they've built that holds 10,000 people, and they're basically arresting these black immigrants who probably are not Jewish, and they're probably not any religion particularly, although some of them may have been evangelized by Christians at one time. But they're treated like worse than anything that in the United States and the Mexican population by far. They're actually
they can't blend in with the population.
No, so, they're cold black. They don't.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so you know, all these arguments that we've made trying to prove the racist policies of Israel seem to have all been brushed under the rug. Media in the U.S. doesn't want to deal with the differences between white and black Israelis. They would prefer to deal with that other canard, and as you have most probably noticed, the abortion debate is now once again front and center.
Yeah. And of course, if they really brought up abortion policies in Israel, Americans would be shocked, because abortion policies there are taken for granted and paid for by the state.
Which means paid for by the U.S. taxpayer.
Yeah, of course, paid for by our taxpayers indirectly, sure. I mean, there people simply apply if they want one, and they can also go to a private doctor if they want. But nobody, the numbers are incredible there. So why do our leaders go over there and meet with the Netanyahu's and his people before they come back and run for public office? It's because they need to learn to speak Zionese in order to talk to the 70 million Americans who have been caught up in Christian Zionism and have bought the idea that Israel is a sacred place, almost like a god, and that we have to protect Israel, and they are the voting block that everybody is going to depend upon to get elected in this election. They're the ones that everybody needs their vote, whether it's Barack Obama
Barack is doing his best to pander to the Jewish vote. The other day, I've forgotten what fundraiser he was at, but he made the point. I think he was addressing a gathering of Jewish rabbis where he made the statement that he is more knowledgeable about Judaism than any other former president.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I'd like to really discuss with him his level of knowledge and see what he really, really thinks. But that's what we're up against in the upcoming election. We have Zionists up and down the line on both sides, except, of course, for Ron Paul, who hasn't quit yet. And remarkably, he has a large following. But of course, we have this added problem now of this incredible amount of money that's available for candidates.
Yes,
the super PAC money. That was something that wasn't supposed to ever happen in America. We had all these laws and rules that kept limited how much you could contribute. Remember the $250 rule or something like that at one time.
I believe the last figure I heard, Chuck, the Republican Party, together with the many Republican super PACs, have amassed a war chest of $1.25 billion.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, it's just a staggering amount of money.
Yes, it is. It's an enormous problem. But I do think that we have a better chance of overcoming this if we can just talk about these economic issues and not being led off into the popular cry for another war, which somehow magically then puts a few people to work and gets a few more shipped overseas and hires a lot more in the government and stimulates the bankers a lot. We just can't afford that. We have to say no to these wars in the Middle East. And the good signs, of course, the dropping oil price tends to be telling us that a lot of people are not so confident that they're going to get their war. Now, there is a
There's two ways of looking at the dropping oil price. There has been pressure by the U.S. on the Saudis to increase production.
Yeah. And there is a glut of oil. We've got lots of oil.
But then let's not forget that, European sanctions against Iranian oil imports only, I guess, takes effect later this month. So there could be many reasons for it.
Yeah.
And then throw in, obviously, the poor economic growth figures, from China and Asia that have come through, and people will make the argument that, you know, economies are cooling, so, you know, demand for energy is decreasing.
People do cut down driving, and they find ways to reduce the thermostat and so on. I mean, the consumption of petroleum can drop, that's for sure. So these are big factors, but the root focus, of course, of our effort is to try to point out this problem with the Judeo-Christianity or Christian Zionism, their relationship with Israel, their relationship with getting people elected, and the always present fact that the people that they work to elect are the most pronounced and dedicated Zionists who are running, wherever it happens to be.
Absolutely. Well, we've got to take another quick time out, and we'll be right back with Charles Colson from Straight Gate Ministries after this.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Friday. If you would like to get hold of Charles, you can always access Straight Gate Ministries via the website at WHTT.org. And Chuck is not a one-note Johnny on his website. Besides educating folks about Zionese, he also puts up a lot of other interesting articles of interest, such as the current ethanol mandates. And Chuck, I check on those ethanol mandates every week.
Yes, and they are working their way through Congress, and it's the idea that everybody is for the farm bill because nobody is really against it. It's got huge lobbying money behind it, Yeah. And the people that are paying the bill for all this, the people that are buying the fuel, are not organized, and they don't have a lobbying effort, so we have to shout. And by the way, we hope people will adopt the little word Zionese. We like it. And when your friends say something foolish, just ask them where they learned to speak Zionese. Are they aware that they're talking a foreign language? And where did they get that? Ask them where they got it and see if they'll discuss it with you. Zionese. We also note that Israel is now sponsoring many, many professional Zionese-speaking Christians who actually live in the posh sections of Israel. And one of them is Clarence H. Wagner, Jr. He is the president of a thing called Bridges for Peace. And I debated him on the air one time about, is Israel the fulfillment of biblical prophecy? And he runs a mission in Israel, but it's strictly for the benefit of Israelis. They give away food, they give away all kinds of clothing and things to poor Israeli families, but nothing, of course, for Arab families. And they speak strictly Zionese, but they claim to be Christians. They're welcome in Tel Aviv, in society. That's where Clarence hangs out. He doesn't hang out in a poor section of an Arab state that has only 0.1% Christians. He lives in among the wealthy Jewish people. So this is part of the training program that's being built, and Clarence Wagner's function is to help train these people that come to Israel to learn how to speak Zionese.
Well, Chuck,
maybe we talk about something next time.
Once again, thanks for your insight. Always appreciate it, my friend.
Thanks. It's a pleasure. Have a good weekend.
You too, my friends. You have a great weekend. Stay tuned for Alan Watt and Cutting Through the Matrix coming up at the top of the hour. Quick reminder, don't forget to check my website over the weekend. Who knows what is going to happen at robbienoll.com, and we'll do this again Monday. Till then, see you, bye.
The next round.